This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives endorses bill on promotion of good governance and delivery of public service. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak emphasizes need for legal framework to determine state facilities for former VIPs. National Examinations Board completes all preparation for the secondary education examination. And U.S. President says he and Russian President will discuss land and power plants in Ukraine ceasefire talks. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday passed the bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to promotion of good governance and delivery of public service 2081 by a majority. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, presented the proposal for the passage of the bill. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers in the course of discussion on the bill, Minister Gurung shared that the government brought the bill to ensure good governance by delivering easy and accessible service to make the country's public administration people-oriented, accountable and transparent as per the wish of the general public. He shared that the issues that were not incorporated in the Act would be amended through regulations, directives and procedures. Furthermore, the amendments were made to 12 acts including Good Governance Management and Operation Act 2064, Local Government Operations Act 2074 and Health Insurance Act 2074 through this bill. Minister Gurung, on behalf of Prime Minister Oli, had presented a proposal for clause-wise discussion on the bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to promotion of good governance and delivery of public service 2081 in yesterday's House meeting. A total of 25 amendment proposals on the bill were registered in the Parliament. Of them, an amendment proposal was withdrawn while other amendment proposals were rejected by a majority. Regarding concerns over the Nagarik app's security and data privacy, Minister Gurung assured that the ministry was working on guidelines to address these issues. Meanwhile, lawmakers in the House of Representatives demanded the government ensure the safety of life and property of Nepalese working abroad and take diplomatic initiatives to bring back the bodies of those who lost their lives there. Similarly, lawmakers put forth their views on various contemporary issues during the Jira Hour. A meeting of the Council of Ministers has decided to appoint Deepak Thapa as the Chief of Nepal Police. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung shared that a cabinet meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar last evening decided to promote Thapa from the post of Additional Inspector General to Inspector General. The meeting also took the decision to appoint Dinesh Bhatta to the post of Executive Director of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that it should be made clear by a law whether to provide state facilities to former VIPs. In his response to the topics raised by lawmakers during a meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the Home Minister praised that there is no law granting the facilities to the former VIPs. He, however, added that the government has been proceeding with the formulation of the laws towards that end following the advice from the Court, Office of the Auditor General and the Parliamentary Committees. The National Examinations Board, Office of the Controller of the Examinations, has completed all preparation for the Secondary Education Examination, SEE. Controller of the Examinations at the Office of the Controller of Examinations, Grade 10, Nandalal Paudil, shared that all preparations have been completed for the SEE examination kicking off simultaneously across the country from March 20th. Examination Controller Paudil shared that a total of 514,071 students are appearing in the examination this year, which is an increase of 49,286 compared to last year. According to the board, all necessary materials, including question papers, symbol numbers and answer sheets, have reached every district for the examination. The office has set up 2,079 examination centres across the country for this year's examination. Paudil further shared, Arrangements have been made to conduct the examination in two jails in Kathmandu and Dailik and a child care home in Bhaktapur. This year, the SEE is scheduled to begin on March 10 and conclude on April 1st. The exam will be held from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The secretariat meeting of the CPN-UML held yesterday reaffirmed its commitment to further strengthening the democratic system while reviewing a decade-long period of the constitution's implementation. UML's Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali said that the meeting decided to remain firm to the constitution of Nepal. The UML has stated that its serious attention was drawn to the anti-republic and anti-constitutional activities taking place in recent times. Likewise, the UML has concluded that any attempt to subvert the people's verdict and take the country's political course to the regressive track could not be achieved at any cost. The newly elected leadership of the NGO Federation of Nepal has handed over to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli a 21-point declaration passed by the 11th General Convention and the National Civil Society Conference. A team led by Federation President Arjun Kumar Bhattarai submitted the SOG document to the Prime Minister at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday. The declaration calls for the need to formulate social organizations' friendly policies and laws and organizing the Nepal Development Conference, among others. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli congratulated the newly leadership and wished them success in social transformation and development works. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has expressed the government's commitment to protecting glacial lakes and strengthening the meteorological forecasting system. Speaking at an inaugural ceremony and technical session on learning setting of watershed management under the Nepal National Glacier Water and Weather Week in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister vowed to ensure the budget for the conservation of glaciers from the upcoming year. He also pledged to establish an effective emergency management system by adjusting the existing meteorological forecasting systems to digital technology. A study team has reached Sinja, the provenance of the cursed language, in a bid to include the Sinja Valley in the World Heritage List. According to the chairperson of the Sinja Rural Municipality, Purna Prasad Dhital, the team of the Department of Archaeology, Kathmandu, reached the valley and began holding discussions with the locals. History, present status and people's perspectives toward the Sinja Valley were on the agenda during discussion. The team, led by the department's chief, Sobhagya Pradhananga, informed that suggestions arrived from various sites to include the Sinja Valley in the World Heritage List. The department is planning 15 new places to include in the list of World Heritage Sites. Now it's time for some international news update. US President Donald Trump says he plans to speak to his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Tuesday about ending the war in Ukraine, adding discussions are already ongoing about dividing up certain assets between the warring parties. U.S. officials had expressed optimism on Sunday that a Ukraine-Russia ceasefire deal could be reached in weeks after Washington proposed a halt in fighting in the three-year war after talks in Saudi Arabia, which Kiev accepted. Washington and Kiev's European allies are pressing Moscow to accept a halt in the fighting, but Putin has given no clear answer, instead listing a string of conditions and raising serious questions over the proposal. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday accused the Kremlin of not wanting to end the war and warned that Moscow wanted to first improve their situation on the battlefield before agreeing to any ceasefire. Now, the weather forecast for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 10 to 12 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. House of Representatives endorses bill on promotion of good governance and delivery of public service. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak emphasizes need for legal framework to determine state facilities for former VIPs. National Examinations Board completes all preparation for the secondary education examination. U.S. President says he and Russian President will discuss land and power plants in Ukraine ceasefire talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.